through God, I trust, will not only prevail, but thrive.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
From the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Welcome to another hour of the Don Kroah Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. I often say it's no fun when you're not here, so welcome aboard. Great to have you with us. Excited once again to be teamed up with the Bible League International in their Fan the Flame Bibles for Asia campaign. Now, our goal is to provide nearly 7,000 copies of God's Word to the nations of Asia. And I want to start this hour by thanking every one of you who's already been a part of this, either by going online or calling the number I'll give you in a moment, providing Bibles for the heart-hungry people all through the nations of Asia, both those desperately seeking the truth and also and especially thousands of new Christians, now our brothers and sisters in Christ, who've left their former religions, perhaps Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, or some other religious belief system, now enthusiastically having embraced Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they desperately are praying and hoping for a Bible, one with which they can grow in their new faith. And that's where you and I come in. Your gift of $5 per Bible becomes a powerful answer to those prayers. $5 for one Bible, $35 for seven, $100 for 20, $200 for 40 Bibles, and so on. And right now, every dollar you're giving is going to be doubled with matching funds, which are, by the way, only available for a limited time. So perfect time to make your call at 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. That's 1-800-937-9673, or just 1-800-YES-WORD, or go online to WAVA.com. And this hour, I'm especially delighted to welcome a longtime friend, fellow Salem broadcaster, to join me in our effort, Bob Burney, our Salem Talk host of the daily program Bob Burney Live. It airs every afternoon, Monday through Friday, on 880 AM and 104.5 FM, The Word, in Columbus, Ohio. Now, Bob's been a pastor for many years. Prior to his coming to this broadcast work, he's been doing for years. And by the way, he and his wife, Joy, lead something called Cross Power Ministries, conducting seminars and workshops throughout the year. And he, as I do, often goes overseas to do missions work and strengthen pastors in other parts of the world. And of course, you recognize his voice as he often sits in right here for me on the show. My friend, Bob, it's an honor to have you team up with me and help us out with this campaign. God bless you.
Is this the old crow himself, the man, the legend himself?
Well, I don't know about the legend part, but a reasonable facsimile of the old crow, at least.
Don, what a delight, what an honor, what a privilege to be with you today, especially when you're talking about one of my favorite organizations, ministries on planet Earth, the Bible League. It is such a delight, such an honor to be with you today.
Well, we appreciate that. We are of the same spirit in terms of our love for the Word and our love for people and our love for missions, all of those combined. We've traveled together, including with the Bible League. And as a matter of fact, you just completed your own campaign right there in Columbus. Tell us how that went.
Oh, God was so good. Don, we started our Bible League campaign the very day that they locked down the state of Ohio, the stay-at-home order. Thousands of people were laid off. Thousands of people lost their jobs. Unemployment claims went up like 260% in like 3 days. The economy just fell apart. And Don, I'm going to go on the air and ask my listeners to give thousands of dollars to provide Bibles for people in Asia that they won't meet until they get to heaven. And I got to be honest with you, Don, I was deeply concerned, but I am so thrilled to report we have blown past our goal. We're way over 100% of our goal, and thousands and thousands and thousands of believers are going to get their very first Bible through the ministry of the Bible League. So I am pumped, Don. I am pumped. and thanking God for just, I consider it an absolute miracle.
Well, that's exciting to hear, and I know our folks are responding the same way, and I wanted you to give them encouragement because I've been saying, whereas the natural tendency of things when this kind of crisis comes to our country is to turn inward and to really kind of shrink down and hunker down, and yet I think one of the best antidotes for that fear and anxiety is to turn our faces out, if you will, turn our hearts out toward the needs of others, and that's really what this is all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's why I'm asking your listeners to call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, and make the biggest pledge that they possibly can. And Don, I tell my listeners, and I know you do the same, I just ask, pray about it. Ask God if you should be involved. And if God doesn't tell you to give, don't.
That's right.
But if the Spirit of God stirs your heart and prompts you, please don't be disobedient. Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Don, I just got back from Indonesia with the Bible League.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you a
please,
couple quick stories? One of them, the second day we were there, we heard we were going to go to a church and we were going to be there for their anniversary celebration. That normally would have been on a Sunday, but because we could only be there on a Saturday, they switched the service to Saturday so that we could be there. And they were celebrating, I think it was their 10th anniversary as a church. This was about an hour's flight away from Jakarta, still on the main island. But anyway, we got there, parked in a small parking lot, had to climb up a steep hill to get to where the church was. And when we climbed up this steep hill, the church was it would be like a picnic shelter here in the States, just a concrete pad with posts and a roof over it. And that was their church. And I thought, well, that's great. That's cool. The place was filled. It was packed. And I had the privilege of preaching. And Don, I found out, this church had been burned to the ground. You ready for this?
Mm.
Eight separate times.
Oh.
Eight times it had been burned to the ground, sometimes by Muslims, sometimes by Buddhists, but eight times this congregation had faced the complete loss of their building. So they decided, we're just going to put something up they can't burn. And so there's just a concrete pad and a roof over it. It was packed. They were sitting on the floor. And what sweet, wonderful, wonderful people. And Bible League has been providing this church with Bibles for several years, the Project Philip. And we just had an incredible worship service. And they thanked us, Americans, for helping provide Bibles for that ministry. But I thought, what church in America would keep going if they had been burned to the ground eight times, you know?
Absolutely. And all of this to say, folks, that they are living their faith in a context that we can't even imagine unless you've been there. Some of you listening to this program, I know you come from some of these other countries. You could describe, even beyond what Bob has just described, some of the anxiety, some of the trials, some of the persecution. But in every case, they want to stay committed to Jesus, and they desperately want a copy of the Word of God. That's why we are doing this together. The number to call with your gift of any amount, $5 for one Bible, $50 for 10, $100 for 20, you can do the math. And remember, matching funds right now are doubling your gifts when you call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-YES-WORD, or just go online to WAVA.com. And Bob, that's so exciting to hear. You and I have seen firsthand through the years the hunger for God's word. I was telling folks in an earlier hour about our trip to Cambodia a number of years ago, and those memories are still riveted in my mind of the appreciation of something we take for granted, and that's the Bible.
You remember, Don, we went to that village, and almost the entire village had turned to Christ. And they had the church up on the stilts, and you had to climb up in there. You remember that?
Yep, I do.
And there was a pulpit in the middle. No chairs. They sat the floor. And there was a pulpit, and there was one thing on the pulpit, a tattered, torn, decrepit Bible, because that was the one and only Bible they had in that entire village. And it was so precious, people had to come to the church to read it. They wouldn't allow people to take it out because it was the only one that they had. And I remember so well, Don, we met with those sweet people. They were poor. They probably needed clean drinking water. They probably needed all kinds of things. The only thing they asked us for was Bibles. Mm. That's the only thing. They said, please. And that trip to Cambodia, Don, changed my life because particularly in that church, this one person through tears said, when you go back to America, would you tell your radio audience, just send us Bibles? Mm. And I made a vow to that individual. I said, whenever I have an opportunity, I'm going to go on the air to my listeners or Don Crow's listeners or anyone else's, and I'm going to plead with them. I'm going to beg them to send Bibles through the Bible League. And Don, you and I have been doing that now for several years, and that experience could be duplicated literally thousands of times all over Asia. And that's why we are asking people to provide Bibles through the Bible League at 800-YES-WORD.
Would you do it right now, folks? Perfect time to go. As we've already said, right now, for a limited time, your dollars are being doubled every time you make that call or go online. And it's an easy thing to do. Toll-free number, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, online at wava.com. Either way works fine. And whatever you can give, if you want to give over a period of 12 months, you say, I'd like to give a larger gift. I can't do it all at once. Maybe you want to give $50 a month for the next 12 months or $100 a month or whatever you can give. Remember, $5 buys a Bible, and right now everything's being doubled. One more question before this quick break. Bob, what other memories do you have? Because you've worked with the Bible League and traveled even more with them, I think, than I have. You've been to China with them and other places. What's the enduring thing or things that really have stuck in your mind out of all these exposures to the suffering church and to the global church when it comes to Bibles?
The desperate need, the desperate desire, the desperate hunger for God's Word. One of my most vivid memories was when we went to Russia with the Bible League. We landed in Kiev in Ukraine and then traveled in a bus or in a van from Ukraine all the way to Moscow. We visited this one village and went into a church, and the pastor told us about the days of the Soviet Union, and there was a table, it would be like a communion table here in America, and there were a bunch of old books on this table, and I love old books, and I wondered what they were. They were written in Russian, and there were several hymnals there that were written by hand, because it was illegal during the Soviet Union days to have a hymnal, so they wrote them out. But then there was this very, very thick book. It was probably literally almost a foot thick. And I wondered what that was. And the pastor told us that they had one printed Bible in this entire village and church. And so every night when it got dark, a family was assigned to come and take that one printed Bible. And they were assigned a certain portion of Scripture to copy by hand. And they would go, and that family would work all night long from night until morning, copying Scripture by hand. Before sunrise, they would sneak back to the church, hide that, and then the next night it would happen again. Oh. And Don, I held in my hand a handwritten Bible, and every word was written with the threat of arrest and imprisonment. Mm-hmm. And they did Genesis to Revelation by hand.
Wow.
And I held it in my hand and I cried like a baby, because we don't have that kind of hunger here in the United States. But that is the kind of hunger that we are feeding when we call 800-YES-WORD and we provide one Bible, 10 Bibles, 100 Bibles. For so many of these people, this will be the first Bible they have ever owned in their life, and they would risk their lives to receive it. That's why we are passionate about the Bible League and providing Bibles for these sweet people all over Asia.
Could you do it right now, folks? $5 for a Bible. Multiply that number as generously as you can. If you want to do it over a period of 12 months, maybe $50 a month, maybe $100 a month, whatever you can do, do it right now at 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673, or just go online to WAVA.com. We're coming right back.
Did you know that according to the federal government, having as little as $20,000 in revolving monthly bills meets the definition of excessive debt? And the latest numbers indicate as many as 4 out of 5 Americans fall into this category. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if these numbers are accurate, then 80% of the people listening to my voice right now should listen very carefully. With a massive rise of equity in homes across the country, now totaling $5.7 trillion, your home can be used to pay down that debt or eliminate PMI, which may save you hundreds of dollars every single month. Let us help you wipe out that excessive debt with just a phone call. We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Our number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
Don Crow here for the Bible League. Did you know that in some parts of Asia, only 1 Christian in 10 has a Bible? This means that most new believers in countries like Nepal or Sri Lanka have no means whatsoever of learning that there really is a God who loves them and sent his very own son to die for them. But you can change that with a simple gift of $5 for a Bible. $50 buys 10 Bibles, $100 buys 20, and right now, a limited-time match will double every dollar you give. Just call 800-YES-WORD with your most generous gift right now, would you? That's 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Just think about it. You can give new Christians in Asia exactly what they need and long for, literally crave with all their hearts, and that's their very first Bible. All you have to do is call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Or give online at WAVA.com.
This is an important coronavirus update from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation. Do you or a loved one live with a chronic illness? If so, you and your family may be at a higher risk for contracting the COVID-19 coronavirus. The Global Healthy Living Foundation has made free information and support available for your protection and well-being. Go to ghlf.org to enroll in their free patient support program to get updates and information related to the coronavirus outbreak. Protect yourself and your family. Visit ghlf.org today.
Staying home? Perfect. Because Omaha Steaks Stock Up Sale offers fresh, all-American flavors safely to your door. Skip the long lines and feed your family the finest steaks, burgers, poultry, and pork. Even easy-to-make meals, desserts, and more. Visit omahasteaks.com and type package in the search bar. You'll save 50% or more on freezer-filling assortments, plus orders over $69 ship free. Omaha Steaks Stock Up Sale. Perfectly hearty, healthy, right at home. omahasteaks.com, keyword package, for free shipping on orders over $69.
To know about God is good, but to know God intimately is important. It is important for us to have the Word of God, because through the Word of God, we know who God is. It is so important for the Bible, the Word of God, to be made available in whatever languages that are needed by people to be able to have in their hand, to hold it and to read it and to begin to develop the relationship through knowing God for who he is.
That's Jacob in Malaysia, folks. Knowing God through his Word. You and I know the reality of that. Whatever I know about God, and I'm reminded when I say that, George Beverly Shea once was asked what he knew about God. He said, "I don't know very much, but what little I know has changed my life." And that's the power of the Word of God. What little we may know Paul said, we see through a glass darkly. We know in part, we prophesy in part. And even the most brilliant among us has just a fragment of what God is really all about. But think about what your life would be if you never had the Bible to discover the truths of God's Word. And Bob Burney is here with me from Bob Burney Live in Columbus, Ohio. Together we're saying, we need your help. We can't do this alone, any one of us. And Bob, I've often said, I love the way God structured his church. It's interdependent. None of us can be a lone ranger. None can do it by ourselves. We need each other, don't we?
We certainly do, and we need ministries like the Bible League. Don, did you know that last year in Asia alone, Bible League is operates all over the world, but in Asia alone, Bible League reached 894,000 people with God's Word just last year.
Wow.
894,000 people just through the Bible League last year.
And the church is growing under the most adverse conditions. Yeah. Now, we are having to do some adjustments as Americans we've never faced before. Virtual worship services, I'm sure that's true in your ministry there and here and all through the country. But that's a small inconvenience compared to what some of our brothers and sisters are doing in order to just get together. And we have free access to the Word of God. I mean, we can, even if we're confined to our homes, we can go online, get the Word of God, get scriptures, get devotionals, get anything we want at our fingertips. These people don't have that kind of resource. And they're just saying, would you please at least send us some Bibles?
And let me tell you what the Word of God is doing in Indonesia. The first morning we were there, we traveled about 32 hours, got to our hotel about midnight, had to be down in the lobby at 8 o'clock the next morning, and we met with a wonderful man from Papua. He had been saved. He accepted Christ through the ministry of an American missionary. Then he began training, became a preacher, became an evangelist, and he told us a quick story how he was preaching, and a witch doctor came to his meeting, listened intently to the gospel. Afterwards, they talked. He accepted Christ as Savior, and in a very short period of time, Don, over 100 witch doctors had come to Christ and accepted Christ as Savior. Over 100 witch doctors in Papua had given their hearts to Christ. And I was flipping out. But that's the power of the gospel. That's the power of the Word of God. And that's why we need to provide scriptures for these sweet people all over Asia, Indonesia, Malaysia, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Indonesia, where I was, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam. And that's why it's imperative that we call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. And Don, you know, and you and I know this, and I hope your listeners do, this matching grant thing is not blowing smoke. It's the real deal. A wealthy supporter of the Bible League has said, I will match dollar for dollar every dollar that is given up to a certain amount. That's why it's limited. And as far as I know, that is still available, and every dollar will be doubled. What a great investment in eternal souls.
800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. And speaking of witch doctors, I have a clip here. It's probably the one you're referring to, a Pastor Tandy in Indonesia. I want us to share that together.
I met this witch doctor. He was called Philip. He was teacher of the doctors, witch doctors, because he was the one who trained many to do the same in killing people. So people in that village are really afraid of this kind of people. So when I went there in that village, I invited these people to pray for these witch doctors, because I believe that only Jesus can transform their life. Praise the Lord that in that night when I conducted the crusade, these people came also. So I preached the Word of God, and at the end, I invited these people to come to receive Christ. So these people, about 120 maybe, they came forward. They kneeled down, and then they want to receive Christ. Then later on, I went to Philip's house to teach him more about Christ. Then after several months, I baptized him. So now, praise the Lord, God has been using him. every day he and his wife pray for this, his people. And he really loved God. When people get sick, they call him to pray for them. So before, when people want to kill people, they invite him. But now when they want to get healed, they invite him to pray for them. So I believe this is the work of Holy Spirit that transformed people's life, like Philip.
Wow.
Don, I was sitting there when that was recorded. I was sitting at the table when that was recorded, looking at this guy share this incredible story. But that is the power of the Word of God.
See, folks, we need to understand that it is not a hopeless situation. Even what we are facing in our country right now, God is still sovereign. He is in control. Nothing has surprised him. And the Word of God is the antidote to every problem that America faces or these nations of Asia face. It's the same solution. You know, I was thinking earlier about the verse that I know you are well familiar with, Bob, and that is Psalm 107. They drew near to the gates of death, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Come on, what else could we ask for than that promise from God that he will heal our land, heal the nations, but it's going to come through the power of his word?
That's true. Do I have 2 minutes to share another real quick story?
Please.
Indonesia is filled with religion. It's the largest Muslim country in the world, but there are many, many Buddhists and so forth. Christians are the minority. But we went and visited the largest Buddhist temple in the world. It's called Borobudur. And it's the base is larger than a football field, and it's 115 feet tall in the top. And it's filled with millions of stones, and it's this monstrous Buddhist temple with Buddhas everywhere. We climbed to the top of that, Don, and listen, at my age, that was something that was about 95 degrees. Anyway, we climbed to the top, and the top of this temple is filled with stupas, they're called, and inside each of these stone formations is a Buddha. And there's all these people, and there are people worshiping Buddha. And Don, I wanted to break out with, I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I wanted to stand on the top of that and just sing, he lives, he lives. Because Don, we don't serve a dead Buddha. We serve a risen Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what sets us apart. We have hope that the Buddhists don't have. We have hope that the Muslims don't have. But they won't know that hope unless they have the Word of God. And that's where we have this unspeakable privilege of providing Bibles for people who have never owned one. They've never possessed one. And by the way, the Bible League doesn't stand on the corner and hand them out like candy. With the Bible League, you have to earn your Bible. You have to be discipled. You have to work. You have to earn it before you are awarded your Bible. And you and I both have seen people get their first Bible and weep and clutch it to their chest because it's the most precious possession they have ever, ever owned. And we can multiply that over and over and over again by providing Bibles through 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673.
Would you make that happen right now, folks? Bob Burney, I love you, my brother. Thank you so much for this helping hand
to really make it
happen. And I really appreciate your taking time to do it
it's your heart. George Beverly Shea, I met him once, and he said when he grew up, he wanted to be just like you.
Hey, you're not a well man, but that's okay. I love you anyway.
I love you, Don. I love your listeners. I hope they call 800-YES-WORD.
That's 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673. Or you can make your gift online at WAVA.com. I hope you'll do it right now.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tom, heard here on WAVA on Saturdays and Sundays on Discover Hope Today. You know, our nation faces unprecedented challenges, the likes of which most of us have never seen. The church in America has a golden opportunity to shine as lights in a dark world and reap a harvest for Christ. Would you pray with me for our nation and the church? Merciful Almighty God, we praise you that your promises are sure and that you have control over all events. We pray for our country, Lord. Grant our leaders wisdom and good counsel. Grant our medical professionals skill and endurance. And grant our elderly and vulnerable protection and peace. We also intercede for your church to live fearlessly before men, to love others unconditionally, and to preach the gospel of truth to every lost soul. O Savior, we pray you reap a harvest of souls to the glory of your grace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Since COVID-19, our customers have become concerned about indoor air quality. We install an ion generator in your heating and AC system, which removes the hydrogen molecules from bacteria, mold, and viruses. Without hydrogen, molecules die, leaving your home sanitized and fresh. This technology has been used for years. WAVA discounted price, $849, includes a free AC tune-up. A-Action, 703-922-1900.
This report is sponsored by Upwork. When you need in-demand talent, on demand. In Maryland, we've got a work zone. This is traveling northbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway as you're approaching Route 410. Currently, traffic there is at a crawl and expect to see bumper-to-bumper delays starting from Route 202. And unfortunately, the work zone will add an additional 10 minutes to your commute this evening. So if you want to avoid that area altogether, be sure to do so. Upwork has the world's largest network of independent professionals, like designers, developers, data scientist, you name it. When you need in-demand talent on demand, Upwork is how. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
We'll have increasing cloudiness tonight, the low 44. Cloudy skies tomorrow with rain overspreading the area in the afternoon, the high 62. Periods of rain tomorrow night, the low 55. A morning shower Friday, otherwise low clouds. Friday's high 67. Saturday, turning cloudy with a high of 63. Intervals of clouds and sunshine Sunday with a shower or thunderstorm around and a high of 64. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
WAVA and New Life Ministries offering you that free resource we've been telling you about, 10 Ways to Overcome Your Fears and Anxiety. And you say, how do I get my copy? Just go to our website. Go to WAVA.com, enter the keyword overcome. It'll pull that up and you can see it right there, read it, and whatever. Again, 10 Ways to Overcome Your Fears and Anxiety, available at WAVA.com, courtesy of WAVA and New Life Ministries. I want to thank Gregory and Charlotte Hall for a $100 gift to Bible League. David in Westminster, a $500 gift, and those together giving us another, 240 Bibles, because those are doubled twice. That $100 becomes 200, and then 300 again actually becomes 60 Bibles. And then the Westminster gift, $500, that's $1,000, and that's doubled twice again. So thank you so much. We're moving forward. I hope you'll help us. Hey, I want to remind you of something very important. WAVA and New Life Ministries are offering a free resource right now. It's called 10 Ways to Overcome Your Fears and Anxiety. Now, you can get your free, that's the operative word, your free copy by going to our website, wava.com. Just enter the keyword overcome. We all know the scriptures. We often quote them, maybe carelessly, we quote them in a non-suffering context. By that, I mean the people we're appealing to you for Bibles are people who are in the middle of great persecution. As I was thinking about this, I thought how often we quote Paul's words to Timothy when he said, all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And for many of us, that is a verse that we know. We've read it many times. It ought to be on our minds when we pray for the suffering church. But then there are those pastors and Christian workers who know what it means firsthand to live out their faith under great adversity. I want you to hear this comment from Daniel in Indonesia.
So the husband used to go to school for law, and then the wife used to be a teacher for nursing school. She had a breast cancer. The husband got a stroke. They pray, and then they got the vision from God that this is where you have to stop looking for what you're looking, and then start working as a mission person for God. They want people not to just go to church, but to really understand who Jesus is. That's why they started to go from house to house, door to door, introducing Jesus to people there. And then, yeah, they don't like it. Because they didn't like it, they started to throw bombs to the church. People threat to kill them 10 times other than the bomb thrown to the church, but they didn't give up for whatever threat that happens to them, because they know that the God that healed them both will be there for them.
Amazing. People who are living on the front lines of great danger, and they are there by the will of God. Paul says, woe is me if I don't preach the gospel. I mean, if anybody had a reason to quit the ministry, many times over, it was the Apostle Paul. But he said, I must do this. It's a divine mandate. And you know, the Great Commission is in fact that. It's not an offer. It's not a job option. It's not a career possibility. For every Christian, the mandate is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And to do it in any way God calls us to. In this couple's case, they were very specifically called by God. And in spite of the fact that their church was bombed and they were threatened over and over again, they continued to do the will of God. And really, our part in this with the Bible League is to simply put some tools in their hands, giving Bibles with which they can get their converts to Christ rooted in the Scripture. Imagine you as perhaps a Christian worker, a Bible class teacher, a pastor. Imagine trying to enrich the lives of those you minister to and get them grounded in the faith, but most don't have Bibles, can't even imagine owning one, and how hard your work would be in that regard. That's why we are very happy to team up with this great ministry known as the Bible League and invite you to do the same. $5 provides a Bible, $10 provides two. It's easy to be a part of it on a very small scale if that's all you can do. If you can give larger gifts, I would love to see someone calling in or going online and saying, hey, I'll give 100 Bibles. Here's my $500 gift right now for 100 Bibles. Or maybe someone else would say, I'll give $1,000 for 200 Bibles. Our goal is 7,000 Bibles nearly. That's our ultimate goal in the campaign. So if you can help us with one Bible or 10 or 20 or 100 in that direction, perfect time to do it is right now. 800-YES-WORD. Easy as that. Toll-free number, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at WAVA.com. You can click on the Fan the Flame Bibles for Asia banner. Can't miss it on our homepage. We'll be right back.
Upwork has the world's largest network of proven independent professionals, and here's an alphabetical list of them. Accountants, administrative assistants, animators, architects, you get the points. When you need in-demand talent on demand, Upwork is how.
Some great news, folks. No Safe Spaces, the number one political documentary at the box office in 2019, is now available to watch at home. A great film for you and your family to see together during the extra time you may now be spending at home due to COVID-19 restrictions. Critics have called No Safe Places smart, vital, urgent, and one of the most important documents that you need to see today. But it's also a film Hollywood doesn't want you to see, so you can't watch it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But you can watch it now at NoSafeSpaces.com as Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla reveal how America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind or share ideas. And they do it in an entertaining and powerful way. Order this powerful film now for you and your family to see at NoSafeSpaces.com. And by using WAVA's promo code SAVE25, you'll save 25% off. Just go to NoSafeSpaces.com, use the promo code SAVE25.
We'd like to be a doorstop for you. Consider a day in the life of a doorstop. They see a lot, right? Plenty of happy stuff all around. And then sometimes, a gigantic door slams up against them. But at the end of the day, they've got one specific job to do well. And that's how our faith and family mortgage team is feeling today. We feel the gigantic slam of this crisis. We're fighting back the fear and anxiety. Maybe you're with us. But we're also grateful for all the awesome we see, like the incredible nurses and doctors and those on the front lines. So through it all, we remember the doorstop, that each of us can only do today what God has equipped us to do. And the reality is, we do mortgages. And luckily, we've got a pretty cool direct lender advantage that allows us to do it well, often getting you a better rate on a refinance or cash out refinance, which could save your family monthly and lifelong money. If that would help you, we are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
WAVA. 105.1 FM. WAVA.
Don Crow here for the Bible League. You know, during this most holy season of the year, Good Friday and then Easter, I can't think of a better way to honor our Lord's sacrifice on the cross for us or a better way to celebrate the joyous reality of that empty tomb than to send some Bibles to heart-hungry people all through the nations of Asia by participating with Bible League International. And right now, your gift to the Bible League of any amount is going to be doubled when you call 800-YES-WORD or give online at WAVA.com. Whether it's $25 for 5 Bibles, 50 for 10, 100 for 20, or whatever you can give, those dollars are going to be doubled, and the Bibles you give are going to be like fresh, clear water to thirsty hearts. Literally the bread of life to hungry spirits. So would you call with your most generous gift right now? 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673, or give online at WAVA.com. And may the true joys of Easter flood your heart in days to come. Thank you.
At a deed cleaning service, we understand these are uncertain times, but we will remain open, ready to serve our customers and our community. And keeping you safe is our top priority. So we're adhering to rigorous health and safety protocols, keeping your rugs clean from dirt, allergens, and bacteria. Right now, get 50% off our sanitize and disinfect. And for every 2 rugs clean, get the 3rd rug clean free. Plus, we have free curbside pickup and delivery. Hey, we're all in this together. Call today or go online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Yes, word 800-937-9673. So simple. $5 buys a Bible, $20 buys 4, $35 gift buys. You can do the math quite easily. $5 multiplied as many times as you can. And maybe you can only give $5. You say, should I call? Of course. That one Bible can change a life, change a village, change a nation. When you make the call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or on our website, wava.com.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say, God will look after them. You suddenly realize how critical it is for Christians not just to assume God will look after their brothers and sisters who've converted from Islam, but that they will be prepared to walk with them.
Randy Alcorn says, the more you give, the more comes back to you, because God is the greatest giver in the universe, and he won't let you outgive him. I love this. And then he challenges us. He says, go ahead and try. See what happens. Charles Spurgeon said, in all my years of service to my Lord, I have discovered a truth that has never failed and has never been compromised. That truth is that it is beyond the realm of possibilities that one has the ability to outgive God. Even if I give the whole of my worth to him, he will find a way to give me back much more than I gave. C.S. Lewis said, the only things we really can keep are the things we freely give to God. So we're asking you to have, yes, in a certain sense, a self-interest in this as well. People say, well, you should just want to give because you're just a godly person. Jesus himself said, give, and it shall be given to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men give into your arms. And we know Paul taught that as we sow, we'll reap. He said about giving, those who give sparingly will reap sparingly. But those who give generously will reap generously in return. The old law of seed and harvest. It works in this area as well. So for you, a generous gift may be just $5. It may be $50 for 10 Bibles. A very generous gift may be $100 for 20 Bibles. That's between you and the Lord. But I believe God will honor as you give. He will honor that with whatever needs he knows you're facing right now and whatever needs that you're praying to him about. I'm not saying, you know, give and God's going to bless you with all kinds of magical money coming in. I'm simply saying God will be a debtor to no one, especially when it comes to ministering to his church around the world. So thank you for what you're doing. If you can give a gift of $5 or $50 or $500, I just often say pick a number. Give us a call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, online, wava.com.
FM WAVA encourages you to have the mind of Christ during this time of unprecedented crisis.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, pastor at Saddleback Church, and speaker for Daily Hope Broadcast. You know, during this COVID-19 crisis, it's very easy to hunker in a bunker and think only about yourself, me, myself, and I. But this is an opportunity to learn unselfishness. The great rule that Jesus gave us, the golden rule, do to others as you would have them do unto you. When we go out and we help other people, we are becoming greater in ourselves. We're becoming more of what God wants us to be. So think about helping others today.
You can hear Rick Warren weeknights at 7:30 p.m. on WAVA 105.1 FM.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-priced tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM. And hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
As long as Satan can hide the pleasure,
You don't see God as pleasurable. You see this other thing as pleasurable.
Dr. Tony Evans says following after what feels good can make you miss what really is good.
That's why you've got to draw near to God to see the pleasure.
A look at rejecting the lies of the devil and living for the Lord. This week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
Imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
This just in, death, destruction, and violence. Film at 11.
Come on. Is all the news really bad? How about some good news in your daily routine? You'll find it when you log on to Christianity.com. They've got great devotionals, terrific Bible study tools, quizzes, and links to the day's most inspiring stories from around the web. Get good news every day when you set your homepage to Christianity.com. Make a difference in your internet life. Christianity.com.
These are uncertain times. You may be searching for resources that help with your fears and anxieties. We've found a great one and want to send it to you free. A 14-page guide with 10 ways to overcome your fears and anxiety from best-selling author and host of New Life Live, Stephen Arterburn.
I want you to experience God's comfort right when you need it the most.
To get this resource for you or someone you love, log on to WAVA.com, keyword overcome. That's WAVA.com, keyword overcome.
The Philippine churches is growing by the number. Every day I consider and I estimate that every day in the whole Philippines there are thousands of new believers being baptized, coming to the Lord. And in terms of planting churches and outreaches in villages, remote areas and towns where there is still no churches, there are many churches that are being planted right now. So it's growing numerically. The church is strong here and ready to carry on the Great Commission.
Thousands being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ every single day. The church exploding. And of course, that's not the kind of news we hear on the usual news sources around the world, and that's understandable. It's all right. God still gets his message out, but you know what? We as Christians ought to be sensitized to that when we hear such things. These are our brothers and sisters in Christ who need us. They need us very, very much because they don't have the resources you and I have. And even the poorest among us or the least advantaged among us financially, we have access to God's Word in so many different forms and ways that most people can get a Bible in the United States anytime they want one. And of course, most of us have not one, but any number of copies. There's an inequity there, folks, that I think we're responsible for, only in the sense that once we know something, we know that we can do something to make a difference for our brothers and sisters in Christ, we should do it, whether it's one Bible or 50 or 100 or 1,000. And I sure don't want to get home to be with our Lord and have some of these dear people who we know we'll never meet in this life, but certainly we will meet them in eternity. And I don't want any one of them to say, you know, I sure could have had a stronger faith and done more for the kingdom if I just had some copies of God's Word. I think the conversations may be that practical when we get home as a family before the throne of God. I don't want that to happen. I want people to say, you know, because of what your listeners did on WAVA all those years ago, I'm here today, and I've brought others with me to the kingdom because of the Bibles that were sent. Now, for some, that may be overstating the case. I don't think so. I think we have a wonderful opportunity to close ranks with the body of Christ around the world, whether it's giving one Bible or 10 or 100, and the way you do it is 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online, WAVA.com. $5 buys a Bible. Every dollar being given right now is being doubled with matching funds. So thank you for making your call. Thanks to those who've already done so. God bless you. Next hour, we have some other things upcoming, and we want you to not miss those either.
The number one source for uplifting and inspirational online videos is godvine.com. Make your day a little brighter and your relationship with Jesus a little closer by visiting godvine.com.
He alone is your rock and your salvation. He is your fortress. You will never be shaken. A reminder from 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.